everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Cine Gang. Hi, guys. I am Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater, and I am here with Chef Ed Bugia and Chef Sharwin T.
Hello. Chef Ed,
nice to see you guys again. What is our topic for today?
Magandang topic natin today, guys. We are going to be talking about spooky moments, no? Scary Hello. Moments.
Spooky.
Mm-hmm. Oo, spooky moments. And mag-Halloween na. And Halloween na nga. Spooky moments sa F&B industry. Be it in scary moment na na-experience mo sa restaurant, sa isang food item na natikman mo, or just a scary moment in general na na-experience mo when it comes to food. O, di ba?
Basta walang multo, ha? Ayoko mag-usap. Walang multo-multo.
That's a different podcast. Ako, ako mga mga horror moments mo nga na-experience, be it dining in or whatnot, no? Who wants to start? Sino may spooky kwento about yung sakain?
I can start.
Sige. Mm,
parang ang bilis nung mo, Richie.
But this
go,
is
Mr. The pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora, go.
I have to admit, this didn't happen to me, but I was on my way to this restaurant. And my mom and my sister was there. They were there. Mm. This was a very popular restaurant. I don't want to name it. This was a very popular restaurant in Paranaque.
Okay. Buti hindi popular mga resto ko. Tsaka buti wala sa Paranaque. I'll go.
It was very popular in the BF area. Okay? Yeah, so I'm narrowing Ooh. It down. So for you guys to...
Parang na...
And
po,
it was very, very popular. And the food... was good, very good. Mm-hmm. The owners were a little on the snobby side. It was more mm-hmm. of a, you're here to try my food, so you must wait. And no
blind item.
Parang they got annoyed with the following up and all of that. It's like a like, how dare you? But
how dare you rush me? How dare you rush my art?
Parang ganon. But, you know, we had heard a lot about, a lot of great things about the food. And so we were very excited to try it. My sister lives in BF, so my mom already mm-hmm. had visited her mga apo. And then I was supposed to follow from my place in Pasig.
Mm-hmm.
But they called me and they said, Rich, I just like take out. I mean, hindi siya nag-take out, but Rich, mag-take out ka na lang. The food is finally here. Medyo na-traffic ako. But after we eat, we want to go home. I don't think you're gonna anymore. I don't think you're gonna enjoy it, so you come back. They didn't tell me. I was like, kind of annoyed because I really wanted to try the place. And then, no, trust me.
So, oh, bumiyahe ka ni.
Oo, di ba? But the reasoning for that was, yes, the food was excellent. The food was excellent. Apart from the medyo snootiness, there was the service naman of the waiter, the staff was good and all of that. It was a pleasant experience, except for one thing. There was a giant rat daw in the they could hear it scurrying, and I don't know exactly if parang yung sa ceiling or something.
Sa kisame, oo.
And I am deathly afraid of rats.
But did they see it or just hear it? They saw it?
They saw it. And if there's anything that I am deathly afraid of, if you put me on fear factor or something like that, if the moment maglabas ka ng daga, I am out. I don't care if that's 50,000 or whatever. I'm done. And whether it's a snake or a, kung dragon yan or Hungarian horntail or one of those things, kaya ko pe. Pero you put a mouse there.
It's a Hungarian horntail, buddy.
parang ang lalim na nung Hungarian horntail.
For those Harry Potter fans, you guys know what I'm talking about. I just told them that, okay, good. You made the right decision. I'm not going there for as long as there's that rat there. I think I don't know if it I'm assuming it was an isolated incident because I'm not sure if I heard similar experiences. So we just got them at a bad time na meron silang visitor, no. I'd like to think because the restaurant was very as I said was very popular and they were known for their excellence in food and service. Baka naman we just got them at a bad time. A malas ko, diba? That I got that they seem to have a visitor on the day that I was supposed to visit, diba?
Actually, yeah. You know, it's really hard to judge ngayon, no, yung mga restos. Minsan yung may pest na dumaan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Minsan malas ka lang from the outside pumasok.
Yeah.
Alam mo yan?
Yeah.
Like you keep
kasi
a clean
place. Kasi may
service
entrance eh.
Oo. Minsan malas ka lang, you know, when you're taking out the garbage, tamang-tama, bumukas yung right. Pinto, may tumakbo paloob. Alam mo, it's, tama ka Richie, maybe if there are no more other incidents, baka it was really just a bad day.
Right.
It doesn't mean the restaurant is dirty eh. Di ba, Char?
Yeah. That's something that that my sister and my mom had said that the dining experience was pleasurable except for that one thing. Well, the two things, no? The medyo snooty owners and that one singular rat.
Pero tatanungin kita, Richie, anong mas nakakatakot sa'yo? Anong mas horror para sa'yo? Yung snooty o yung daga?
The daga. you know, I being in being a food blogger, I've spoken to a lot of chefs who really have their passion for their art, right? And sometimes kasi it's like I want to give you a great product, so you need to wait. There is a specific restaurant. I forgot the name, but it was somewhere in the outskirts of Makati. It says I'm gonna try to get the name. I'll ask my friend for the name of it. But it was really a hole in the wall place, and their food was amazing. And it was a little bit parang bohemian type. And on the chalkboard where the menu was, it says, "Yes, our food takes long, but it's worth the wait." Yung parang ganun type. Only reason I'm taking long is because I'm putting my heart and soul into this. So I want to make sure that you have the best experience as possible.
Ano resto kaya yan? Ani cuisine? Boy pa siya ngayon?
I'm not sure anymore. Basta nandun siya sa, if you're in South Super Highway, di ba, the Makati side is on this side. Yung kabilang side. Yung tatawid ka ng south.
Okay. Papuntang ang Sofitel area na.
Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't go that far. You don't go that far.
Pero you know, yung sa BF na resto, clue ka naman, anong cuisine yan?
May clue na siya eh. Sabi hulaan. Niya popular eh.
Madali na hulaan, no? Pag sinabi ko anong cuisine. Okay.
Super.
Sige.
Blind but item you know, in the same vein as Richie, ako naman ang horror story ko is related. Very similar to what Richie said. No?
Hello?
In my days as a restaurant consultant, no? Siyempre pag restaurant consultant ka, you know the part about the other side of, kasi parang when you say restaurant consultant, parang it sounds so cool, eh, diba? Na parang, you create concepts, diba? You build menus, blah, blah, blah. But the other side of that is, minsan, you get failing restaurants or failing establishments that call you. And they need a last-ditch effort fix. Yun yung hindi masyado pinag-uusapan ng mga tao. No? But, syempre, I had my fair share of those places. Yung mga malapit na magsara, they need one more push. Baka sakali, makatama pa.
Kitchen nightmares type.
Yeah, parang ganon. So, actually, pag tinivit, oh my God. So anyway, it's not a specifically a food establishment, no? It's a billiards establishment na may food, may drinks, ganon. So they felt like they needed a push sa food side kasi walang nag-order, you know, and kung meron man nag-order, sobrang tagal bago lumabas yung food, ganyan. So they wanted me to fix the menu, train the staff, ganyan. So anyway, on my second day there, parang sabi ko, okay guys, let's clear, tinuro ko na ano yung area ng mga kitchen na dapat linisin. Tapos, okay, sige, nilista nila lahat. Sabi ko, so gusto ko pagbalik ko, malinis na to. Ganyan, ganyan. Okay. Tapos sabi ko, okay, I'm gonna prepare one of the dishes today. Parang one dish a day lang para hindi sila magulat. So anyway, sabi na, sige chef, maglilinis na kami. And then, ako na muna mag-prepare. Okay, so nagpa-prep ako. And you know how sa peripheral vision mo, may nakikita ka pag may dumadaan, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So I was chopping vegetables. Tapos may parang mabagal na dumaan sa peripheral vision ko. So I figured, medyo malaki yung shadow. So I figured it's the guy moving in and out of the kitchen.
Right.
So parang sabi ko, meron ka bang ganito-ganitong ingredient? Hindi sumagot.
Mm.
So tumingin ako, parang ba't di ako sinagot nung tao? And then nakita ko kung ano yung cause nung shadow.
Ano?
As in, it was a rat the size of a cat. As in, literal, I've seen cats smaller
than
this
cat. Pet nila yun kung ganong kalaki, brad. And then, pet na and nila yun.
And then ganito siya, ha? Naglalakad siya. Wala siyang takot sa akin.
Oh.
Yung daga is basically walking as if he owned the place.
Siga.
Parang nakatingin ako ng parang, hindi ko alam kung, I mean like, kung meron man akong mousetrap, hahatakin lang niya yung mousetrap eh. Ganun siya kalaki. Eh. So I'm not sure what to do.
And, bitch, please.
And, so parang ako, as in nakatay, parang almost, alam mo yung sa pelikula, nagtinginan lang kami ng daga.
Kasi titigan pa kayo, ano?
I have my knife. Nakatingin ako sa daga and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like in all my years of experience, hindi pa ako nakakita ng ganito kalaking daga. And then finally, nung umalis na siya, parang it walked away. And pumasok yung guy, yung kitchen worker. Sabi ko, alam mo bang meron kayong daga na kasing laki ng pusa dito? Sabi, oo nga chef, parang nakita ko na yun dati. Parang ako, nakita mo na dati, hindi mo pa ginawa na parang. Sabi ko, okay, I knew this gig wasn't going to be long-lived. And true enough, hindi nga tumagal yung gig na yun. Kasi there was really nothing to do. Parang beyond saving na tong place na to.
Oh my. Was it a famous bilyaran place noon?
Parang it had its heyday. Parang
ito ba yung sikat nung high school, college tayo, tambayan natin? Di ba
pero
yung
hindi yung chain
inom, na,
hindi Gatson's. Ha? Baka iniisip ko yung Gatson's. Or something. This is like a one-off na, you know, during the time na sumikat yung Gatson's, maraming lumabas na one-off billiards places. So it was one of those. And yun lang, parang I think it served its purpose kasi for the first 2 years, parang naging hangout place ng barkada ng may-ari and all that. So, I guess it served its purpose. Diba? Nung nagkasawaan na yung barkada, hindi na pumupunta, sinara na lang nila. Parang ganun.
Oo. Yan ang mahirap.
But man, that story will live with me forever. Naalala ko kasi kwento ni Richie yung daga. Tapos parang ako, oh wait, I have one that will top that.
Yeah, because I didn't even get to see it. But they were freaking out with it. So, sa'yo nag-ano pa kayo, nag-eye contact pa kayo.
Oo, oh, yeah. Nagka-K-drama moment pa kami. Yung nagtinginan eh.
May mga boke-boke pang lumabas.
Di ba yun? Oo. Parang nagtinginan yun. May music. Tapos
slow motion. Point of view of the rat. Point of view of Charwin. Ayun. Ito, yun. Yung
ikaw,
scary moment.
Ikaw, Ed,
ko.
I'm sure you have your fair share. Pero not as a chef muna, as a customer. Meron ka bang...
Sige, as a customer, no problem. Natatawa na ako eh. This will either propel this episode to the top of the charts or get us banned from podcasting forever. Ito na. Yung tamad ako maghimay kasi ilang beses na natinik sa isda. No, I think I mentioned this before. Kahit sa fishbowl na tinik na ako literally. No? As in, literal. Sabi ko, paano nagtinik kang fishbowl? Na sarap manapak ng ano nito.
Yun yung legend ni Ed Bugia eh, di ba? Yung natitinik kahit saan.
Oo, kahit anong isda yan, feeling ko kulang na lang. Pati sashimi, matitinik pa rin ako eh. Ganong levels. So, one time, nag-uwi ang lolo ko ng fish from a Japanese restaurant. I'm sure medyo nagigets siya na saan papunta to. Tapos, the fish, konti lang tinik. Very ano, and it was a very nice white fish, very fleshy. And usually, luto nito, may teriyaki or whatnot. Little did I know, and I ate a lot. And my lolo was like, hinahinay ka lang. Just like, oh, fish, it's healthy. Little did I know na may notoriety pala ang ganitong isda, ang gindara.
Oh my God! Alam ko na!
Oh! I did not know, di ba? Ang gindara. Ano ba English ng gindara? Oh, gindara is English.
Black cod.
Black cod. Eh, di ba? Uh-huh. Black cod, mga ano yan eh. Sea bass. Di ba? Mga ganong family yan eh. Di ba? So,
yes.
Bata pa ako dito. Pare, pagkain ko, yung... It happens almost instantaneously. Wala pang ilang oras nasa CR. Yung mag-freak out ka, lalo na kung kid ka, kasi may oil eh. Mm. Di ba? Oh,
it,
eh.
So, parang all the oil goes out, kumbaga.
Yes, the oil goes... Parang kulang na lang mag-pampers ka eh. Ganun eh. Ganun, man. So parang horror story sa akin yan. That was my horror story. Ever since then, pag may taong gindara, parang masarap yan eh. O, tikim lang. Isang maliit na tikim lang. Tapos maya, okay, CR time. Diba? Kahit tikim lang. So yun lang. Wala lang. Yun ang horror story ko as a customer, guys. So sorry kung mabahan tayo from the hopefully podcasting walang, verse.
Hopefully walang kumakain habang kinukwento mo yung story na yun.
Baka mamaya yan, walang yan naman. Tubugiyan to. Walk out.
Sanay sila na pag nakikinig sila sa atin, nagugutom sila eh. Di ba?
Oh, ito hindi, kabaliktaran. Eh, horror story eh. Parang ito yung magandang gabi bayan, ano eh, Halloween special lang naman eh. Oh.
But speaking of horror stories, what about for work? No? So, Richie, what would be a horror story as a food vlogger? What is a horror story in your mind?
Okay, this is... similar to Chef Ed. One of the reasons why I am picky is because I'm worried about my hyperacidity. But the closest call that I ever got was... The problem wasn't the food, I'll be honest with you. The problem wasn't the food. The food was amazing. Because you all know the food of Dedet.
Mm. Dedet de la Fuente, yeah.
Correct. So we came from Pipitas. I'm not sure if you guys were there. It was the inasal flavor na lechon.
I think I
baka
was
wala.
There.
Uh-oh. Oh, I think you were there, wala. Chef Char. At least Chef Char kasi I don't think I've ever been at Dedet's with Chef Ed. So
yeah.
Chef Char, I think I've been more than once. Diba? So I think you were there. And at that time, ano pa, nag-grab pa kami ni Rina, diba? So, inasal has vinegar in it, di ba? And vinegar kind of makes my stomach already grumble, di ba? Mm. But here's the funny part. So, before we left Magallanes, I went to the bathroom mga 2 times and nothing. Absolutely nothing. Talaga.
Trying to be proactive kayo, no? Pero...
Exactly. Not so much as a fart or anything like that. Okay? Now, but the moment dumating si Kuya Grab and then I sat down and then the rush of the aircon came on me, gumano na yung dyan ko. Like, okay.
Tumayo balahibo ni Richie.
Oo. Now, I'm thinking, do I run back in and just go for safety, di ba? Or something like that. Then, so I contemplated it and then I hear Spanky's laugh. Nagtatawanan sila and I'm like, okay, I know if the moment I walk in and go straight to the bathroom, I'm gonna be the butt of Spanky's joke. So, I don't wanna go through that. I'm gonna soldier on. So we leave, and we get to C5. While we're on C5, I'm going to Pasig. Walang traffic. Okay. And then in my mind, there in C5 there is a select right before you get to. Market, diba? And that's the last chance to ano, to go to the bathroom. But my stomach isn't hurting, and it wala naman traffic, so I'm free and clear. We pass the Shell, we make a turn, traffic as far as the eye can see, and this is like 7 or 8 in the evening, right? And then that's when it starts to hit. I guess the anxiety of it, the psychological part na, there's no bathroom anywhere nearby. We're stuck in traffic. My stomach was hurting a while ago. uh-oh, parang ganon. And then I'm already kind of pulling out my hair because it's already hurting.
Okay. Like,
until I went, I told Rina, babe, I don't know what to do anymore because my stomach is killing me. I need to go run to the bathroom already. And then so, good thing na lang yung driver namin, I said, boss, sorry ah. White pa naman yung seat cover mo. Pero sumasakit chan ko, can you bring me to the nearest gas station or anything like that? Buti naman magaling yung guy na nag-waste siya and then he looked for the nearest the nearest gas station. And I telling you guys, this was
photo
like
finish.
Kawhi Leonard buzzer beater game 7 Toronto versus ilan bounce before it. I'm telling you guys, photo kumbaga finish yung
parang,
talaga.
Yung parang saktong-sakto yung timing pagbaba.
Right. Exactly talaga. And
congratulations.
There's something talaga na, yung parang naduduling ka na sa, oh yeah, oh my God.
Pero this is ano, no? This is what you call this, parang hazards of your work. Like right. If you go around eating so much from different places, minsan magkakaroon ka talaga ng ganun, no?
Apart from being quote-unquote picky, one of the reasons of my pickiness is exactly that, because of my stomach talaga. I'm hyperacidic, and like Chef Ed's Gindara, it happens almost within minutes. It can strike at any time talaga. And sometimes I'm not even sure what triggers it. Diba?
Sometimes I try to avoid. Exactly. It's not really the vinegar. It could be the fat from the lechon.
Exactly. I like blaming the vinegar because I eat a lot of fat.
Nah, you probably had a lot of skin and the fats and all that.
It's sexier to blame it on the vinegar.
Yeah. Parang hyperacidity sounds more official. More right. Above board.
Right. There we go. But that was my horror story. And to this very day, I would say that was the closest call ever I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of hazards of work, when I was training in Canada, we had this joke. Na yung slicer namin at work. Kasi basically, it's the slicer we use for catering, for the cafe, for everything.
Oh my God.
This is, if you've never seen this, ito yung pag pumunta kayo ng Santis, no? You'll have this, mm-hmm. It's the circular slicer. No? It slices your prosciutto and everything.
Yeah.
So, may joke kami na the slicer is, parang alam mo yung si Christine sa Stephen King na book, yung haunted yung kotse. We were joking na itong slicer namin na to, haunted siya. Like, it's
oh my God.
So ang joke namin, it's the bloodthirsty slicer. So, yun yung joke, no? Apparently, hindi pala siya joke. So, marami na palang na biktima tong slicer na to. So, anyway, we were joking. Kasi parang sinasabi nila sa akin, kasi I was using the slicer for a catering. So parang imaginein mo ha, it's like 100 people. Huh? And ang job ko was to slice prosciutto.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So imagine mo how much prosciutto people eat in these cocktail parties, right? So buong gabi I was with the slicer. And people were always teasing me na, that's the bloodthirsty slicer, be careful, haha, ganyan. So, and ako, I went through it, I was happy, like, walang nangyari sa akin. It was completely safe. So I'm like, I don't get it. Sabi ko parang, how can people injure themselves with the slicer? Eh, may meat guard naman. There's a guard that you handle and you push. So sabi ko, I think joke lang to. So anyway, there was a few weeks later, I was late for work. Pumatakbo na ako. As in, I jumped out of the bus running towards the restaurant. And the only other Pinoy working with me was coming out of the restaurant. So parang ako, oh pare, sabi ko, am I late? Sabi niya, yeah. Hindi ko pa na-notice na hawak-hawak pala niya yung braso niya. And I was like, ako pa yung gusto makipag-chika na parang, mapapansin ba nila pag late ako ganyan? So sabi niya, dude, I have to go to the hospital. Tsaka ako napansin na yung hawak niya yung braso niya and yung towel niya is red. Our towels are white, by the way. Our kitchen issue towels are white. And yung sa kanya, it's red. And he's holding on to his wrist arm area. And then parang ako is like, oh God. Sabi ko, go, go, go. Sabi ko. And then yun nga, pagpasok ko sa rest sa kitchen, everybody was like, alam mo yung, I mean, karamihan naman ng co-workers ko puti, but they were a little bit whiter than usual. so they were cleaning the stainless area. Kasi apparently there was blood spatter and everything. So parang after that talaga, takot na kami lahat sa slicer.
Ngayon nanalambot ako sa dugo at the sight of blood, nanalambot ako.
Especially with the slicer, kasi when it gets you, hindi mo kaagad siya napapansin because it's so sharp and it runs so fast. Hindi mo mapapansin muna eh. Makikita mo muna yung dugo mo before you say, ouch! Parang
Quentin
ganun
Tarantino
eh.
Na psss!
Parang makikita mo muna yung dugo and then you realize, shit, may masakit sa ano ko. Yun.
Nanlalambot ako right now, guys. As in, nanlalambot ako. May matay ako.
Sorry. That's how you wanted horror. That's horror.
That's how I felt when Charwin was talking about
the blood drained from my face, man.
The rats.
Ako naman, yung horror story ko was a work-related one pero hindi injury-related. There's this term sa restaurant industry pag sobrang ano na kayo, bugbog kayo sa kusina. It's called, you're in the weeds. No, you're in the weeds. Talagang ang haba na ng backlog mo, ang dami ng orders, ganyan. In my younger days, I did a pop-up with a certain Erwan Yusuf.
Kilala namin yun.
Kilala niyo naman, kilala niyo. Medyo may tsura eh. Pwedeng mag-artista yan eh.
Pogi.
Pwede mag-YouTube eh, no? Si Erwan Yusuf.
May this future yan sa YouTube.
One day, he approached me, hey Ed, I'm doing a series of pop-ups. Let's do a pop-up with you. Can we do a lobster roll pop-up? So I go, sure. We found a lobster supplier na locally. Yung mga iba-ibang lobsters, slipper lobsters, yung medyo, the spiny lobster also, ganyan-ganyan. Then let's make ano na rin, prawn, yung mga prawn na grilled cheese. Sige. Eh, nung panahon na to, hindi pa sikat ang lobster rolls. Sin wala pa. Wala pa yung Bon Appetit ba yun? Yung sikat ngayon, di ba? Sa grid. Wala pa yan. Yung mga main lobster style. Tapos, wala pa nga yung, you want the no mayo o with, with mayo na style. Basta nun, naalala ko yung recipe ko nun. Sabi ko, I'm going to cook so much lobster and the shells, I'll cook it down and add butter to it. And then the butter, I'm going to turn into like a mayo dressing so made out of the lobster roll. And all. So it was a really good lobster roll, in fairness. Si Erwan nun, I mean, he was already famous. Pero hindi ko naman alam yung clout niyan na yung hatak powers niyan. We scheduled it on a Saturday. Tapos sabi ko, bro, what time are you coming here? Ah, mamaya pa. So I go, okay, we're opening at 10 a.m. Mamaya ka pa, okay. Pare, I got to the resto around 9 a.m. May pila na. I said, what the hell? Sabi ko, ba't may pila na? Then people there, yung mga first in line, mga kaibigan pa, they're like, hey, we've been here since 7 a.m., bro. And they're like, you guys know we're gonna open at like 10, right? 10 or 11 or something. And tas parang sila, no, it's okay. We really wanted to try this, lobster roll nyo. So I go, shucks, wala. Kasi nga, wala pang lobster roll in Manila noon. So go, okay. Tapos, yun na, nag-start na. Pare, the lines were, naalala ko yung ticket namin. We made like 500 sandwiches in like 3 hours, 4 hours, like 100 sandwiches per hour. That was nuts. And we were just a burger restaurant. Nag-pop-up kami in yung dati naming burger project sa Makati. So we were just geared to be a burger restaurant. And all of our orders had, syempre, ako di ko naman alam yung ganun ka kami masaslam ng tao. Yung meron pa kami mga fried basil or fried parsley na garnish or yung mga ganun-ganun pa. Oh my God. Tapos, minsan, tapos darating si Erwan. Eh syempre, yung rule naman yan, di man yan sa kitchen eh, PR eh, di ba? Darating yan, syempre, gagaling yung fans, ganyan. Tapos after a few minutes, Ed, I have another meeting ha, alis ulit ako para ako, no! Please keep them entertained para hindi nila mapansin ang tagal ng order nila. There were some who waited for like 2 hours, 3 hours, but they were happy. As in, nakakausap ko sila, lalabas-labas ako, okay lang kayo? Okay lang, it's worth it. yung mga na kumakain na, basically, oh, it's worth it, okay lang, sarap. Tapos yung mga nakapila, lalong umiinit yung ulo. Parang sila, ano, ang tagal, 2 oras, worth it ba yan? Para ako, gusto ko sabihin, hindi, umulis kayo sa pila. Pero hindi, di ba?
You can't. Oh, man. That's the, ano eh.
I don't know if you remember, but dumalaw ako yung day na yun.
Dumalaw ba? Nakakain ka ba noon? Ang haba ng
no,
pili.
No, but nagkita tayo eh. Nagkita, I remember when I went, hey chef, tumalikod ka. Kasi I went, siguro mga 11 or something like that. Oh. And then you're like, I thought you were Irwan. And then sabi ko, I get that a lot. And then sabi mo nga, no, I've been waiting. Kwento mo nga na I'm waiting for him. And grabe yung pila. I was with ano, si Cyrene. Di ba Cyrene was waiting
Cyrene.
Also.
Tapos man, siyempre, darating pa yung kapatid ni Irwan, si Solet. Alang nga naman di mo i-rush yung sandwich niya. Papahintay mo ng 2 oras si Solen Yusuf. No.
Yeah, I was with Solen. I arrived with Solen. Dalawa lang.
That's for me horror story. Di ko makakalimutan yun. I don't know if it worked for the worst for me. I mean, si Erwin bumalik after his meeting, tapos na yung ano eh, tapos na yung gera eh. Parang, oh, how was everything? Yung ngiti ko, buhay pa naman.
No, but let me say, normally when I watch you in the kitchen, chef, you look calm and unflappable. Pero that day you look stressed as hell talaga.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's one thing people say about me when I compete. Lalo na when I compete, uh-huh. People have watched me compete. Eh. I try to be as zen as possible kasi prepare. Prepare ka talaga. Alam mo na 'yung lulutuin mo. Huwag ka nang madaldal, 'di ba? Just cook it. Right. Yun, pero that day kahit anong preparation gawin mo, kahit 'yung staff ko sa kusina noon, talagang 3 oras na 'yun was like 3 days of work compressed there. That's fun. I mean, you know, and then, you know, nauso na yung mga lobster rolls and all. I mean, it's great. I mean, it's great to be one of those first movers of that kind of product, eh, di ba? Parang experimental. Yan.
You know, those kinds of horror stories, kagaya ng kinuwento ni Ed, it starts out as the horror story, you know, but usually it becomes a really nice memory afterwards if you pull it off. Right.
Right.
Pag na-pull off mo siya and people were happy, okay, it's a fun, it becomes a fun story, or it will remain a horror story if people weren't happy with the food, right? Parang ganun. But I think nothing scares chefs the most than being not prepared.
That's
I think
true.
I think if there was ever a fear, no, I think it would be that, no. We love our mise en place. No? We love coming into a kitchen, nakahiwa na yung kailangan nakahiwa. And then that's when you feel like, okay, kahit na 100 customers pa yung dumating, okay na ako. Pero if you're still preparing, dumating na yung customers, you know you're sort of behind immediately.
As the great John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Max.
Yun. Malalim pero totoo.
So yun. That's it for the spooktacular Halloween Nux. Episode of the Sinigang, no, guys? Nakatakot yun, ha? Tumayo balahibo ko sa mga kwento nyo, ha? Lalo na yung may dugo. Hindi ko kaya yan. No? Guys, it's been a great episode once again. Thank you for tuning in. So, I'm saying goodbye now for the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora, Chef Sharwin T., and this is Ed Bugia. Tune in again next time for another episode of The Sinigang.